Humanoids, welcome to the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, are you staying human? Humanoids, I was going to talk to you guys today about this Bluetooth speaker that I got a few years ago for Christmas. I enjoy it a lot. I use it to answer phone calls with and listen to music with. But it also you could stick a memory card in and play music from it, and it's a pretty good speaker. I like it. And the name of it is Baytech. Now, I'm going to have to talk to you guys next week about that one or sometime in the near future, because I wanted to give you an example of how it sounds, but I can't because I turned it on and it's dead. But I haven't used it in like, I charged it maybe 2 weeks ago, but I haven't used it. But I have to remember that anything that I charge by my computer, anything that I charge with my computer, it charges slowly. And if, like, a lot of times, I have this light-up cable, this light-up charging cable. It looks cool at night. I turn off all the lights and the cable is all lit up and it looks all nice. And you know me. Yes, humanoids, you know me. If it lights up or make noise, I got to have it. But humanoids, this cable is slow. It is slow. And I also have to make sure that the computer is on. Just because the cable is lit up, that doesn't mean it's charging. So I have to make sure that the computer is on. So here I am wanting to talk to you guys about this wonderful speaker, but it's not charged. And I'm like, oh, well, it should be charged in a couple of hours. Humanoids, that was that. That was at 12 p.m. when I decided that I should charge the speaker. It is now, humanoids, are you listening? It is now 10 minutes after 9. It is 9:10 p.m. And it is not charged. It is not charged, humanoids. So it's switched on. Red light is still on. It's not charged. I tried to listen to some music off the computer with it, and it will, yeah. So, what I'm going to have to do is plug it up into a wall outlet. By the way, it's USB charged, right? So, I'll just plug it into, like, my phone charger and let it charge that way. And maybe, just maybe, I'll get a chance to talk to you guys about that. But I have something else coming up. Stick around. I think you guys may find it a little interesting. I'm feeling a little nostalgic, you know. I want to play some video games, some computer video games. And I'll talk to you about that. So hold on, humanoids. I'll be right back. Hey, 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 people. This is the part where I say thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend a few minutes with me and listening to this podcast. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Keep on listening and supporting.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. And like I said, I was feeling a little nostalgic and I wanted to play some video games, some computer video games, like The Sims, SimCity, you know, those type games. The ones, you know, that we used to play on the computer back in the day. Now, The Sims, we used to call that electronic crack. Because everybody seemed like they were addicted to that game. My wife and I used to play it all the time. The kids used to play it all the time. But there are some other games that I used to like to play. And here's the thing. The computer does not have a disk drive. It is all web-based now. All the computers that I have, well, I take that back. I do have a couple of laptops that have a disk drive. But the thing is, those computers are at the moment not, I can't get into them. I can't get into them, humanoids. The reason why is because kids have put passwords on them and we forgot the password. Now, there's an override I can do, but I haven't done it in so long, and I don't even know if I'm doing it right. But what I'm going to end up probably doing is taking the laptop to, like, this place that is local, known as Network Monkeys, and have them get into it and reset it and all this stuff. But in the meantime, like I said, feeling nostalgic and want to play computer games. Games like Cake Mania, Diner Dash, Build-A-Lot, Chocolatier, Sims, SimCity. But here's the thing. I could play those. I could play those games. And I could play those games on my Nintendo 3DS or my Nintendo DS or the DSi. Have all three systems, have all those games. But there's one game I really, really miss and really, really want to play, but they did not make it. But the game did not make it to the Nintendo 3DS or the Nintendo DS platform. And that is Command & Conquer Generals. Love that strategy war game. One of my favorites. I enjoy that game so much, humanoids. I've played that game. Let me tell you, I used to play that game every night. Now, a few years ago, I had a newspaper route, and I went in about 12, 1 o'clock, you know, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. to pick up my papers, to go deliver my papers. I had until 7 a.m. the next morning to have them delivered. So that's what I did. Nice little job, you know. But every night before I left, humanoids, I played Command & Conquer Generals. I got so good at Command & Conquer Generals that I could start a game at 12:15 and complete it by 1 a.m. 45 minutes. That's right. 45 minutes. I've beaten that game on Novice, Pro, and Expert. But here's the kicker. I've rarely played online. Command & Conquer Generals, I rarely played online. Now, Command & Conquer Red Alert 2, I played online. and I enjoyed that. I came up with all types of strategies for playing online, even though I was considered a noob. I used to get called a noob all the time because one day I asked one of the experts, why do you consider me a noob? Well, for one thing, it's like you log on. Once you log on and you're sitting there waiting for other players to come and join in the battle, you already have selected your country. You already selected the country that you were going to be playing and everything. So I sat back and I watched how other people played the game. They would wait till everybody come in. Once they get settled, then they would start choosing their sides, you know, like Russia, the U.S., Yuri. If you don't know what I'm talking about right now, those are the factions in the game. You had Russia, you had Yuri, and you had the U.S. That was Command & Conquer Red Alert 2. Fun game. Enjoyed it. And Humanoids, this is what get me. That game did not make it to the Nintendo DS platform. And I wish it would have, because I really enjoyed it. But it did make it to the mobile platform, but it wasn't Command & Conquer Red Alert 2. It was Command & Conquer Red Alert. It was sort of based on 2. And it was made it to the iOS platform. I don't think it ever made it to Android. Because when it came out at the time, I did have an Android phone. I didn't find it on Android. But I did find it on the iOS platform. And it was boring. I hated it. One reason why I hated it, because it was not a strategy game. It was not a strategy game. It was more like a first-person shooter game. And I don't like first-person shooters. Now, I've played plenty of first-person shooter games. One of them, which I do like, is... Oh, my gosh. What is the name of that game? Hitman. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
So, Humanoids. I can't play Hitman on the Nintendo DS platform, but I do have it on my Nintendo GameCube, which I can also take the disc and pop it into the Nintendo Wii system and play it there. So as far as that nostalgic, wanting to play that game, I can still play it, but I just play it on the console, which is cool, which I enjoy better anyway than on the computer. Now, there's one other real-time strategy game that I like to play was Age of Empire. Now, they have something. They have a game called Age of Empire on the Nintendo DS platform, but it is nothing like the computer. Nothing like it at all. I've played it. Wait a minute, I don't even think it's called Age of Empire. It's Conquer? Is it? No, it's not Conquer. I can't think of the name of it right now, because I would dig my Nintendo do I have it here? Hold on, Humanoids. Let me double check. I may have it over here already in the stash. Yes, okay. It is not Age of Empire. It is Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution. Somewhat similar to Age of Empire. Ooh. But totally different. Totally different. You get to build, discover, dominate, and inspire. It works wirelessly on the DS multiplayer card. Does that even still work? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that still works. I remember a while back they were gonna do away with some stuff, but I'm thinking it still should work. Here's the thing: we had all these DSs in the house. We had all these. Well, they didn't have. At the time, my wife and I only had Nintendo DS, and the kids had the Nintendo Game Boy SP, which I loved that handheld, and I shall be talking about it sometime in the near future, Humanoids. And then everybody got the Nintendo 3DS. Yeah. But yeah, I used to love communicating with the Nintendo 3DS. Flipnote, used to love that. When the kids had their Game Boy SPs, there was a little communicator you could buy. You didn't need Wi-Fi. It was, you could buy and send them text messages. That was so cool. That was so cool. But yeah, I'm off subject. I know, Humanoids. That's a part of being human. We're not programmed to stay in one lane. We're allowed to bounce from lane to lane. That's the beauty of being human. But yeah, Humanoids, feeling nostalgic and wanting to play old computer games, and they are now, most of the games now for the computer are DLCs, download content. When I went and bought the last Command and Conquer, it gave me all the games under the Command and Conquer umbrella, such as Command and Conquer Tiberian Wars, Command and Conquer, Command and Conquer Red Alert, Command and Conquer Red Alert 2, I was about to say Duke Nukem. Ooh, do you guys remember Humanoids? Do any of you remember Duke Nukem? Ooh, we really went back with that one. Yeah. But yeah, Command and Conquer's General and Tiberian Wars and Red Alert 1 and 2. And they had a few other ones. And what I did was I went and purchased that box. Inside the box was a little piece of paper that told you to go over to EA Sports. Well, not EA Sports, but EA Games. Once you go there on the computer, put in your code, and then it allows you to download the games. I had to do the same thing with SimCity, thinking that it's going to be a disc inside. No, DLC. So, yeah, things have changed. And since, you know, I was talking to my son the other day, my oldest son, and he was like, "Dad, you remember Roller Coaster Tycoon?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, Zoo Tycoon, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I used to love all those games." Well, he found Roller Coaster Tycoon, which was about $20, and I asked him if it was a disc in there, and he's not sure, but he's thinking about getting it, because we used to play those games all the time. I love those games, man. But yeah, feeling nostalgic and want to play those video games now. When I want to play them, I'm limited, because all of them didn't make it to the Nintendo DS platform, and or the Nintendo platform, period. And the ones that I'm limited with, I enjoy sitting here looking at these couple of these games. I'm gonna pull out the Nintendo DSi. And I'm going to play Chocolatier. And after that, I'm going to play Cake Mania. And then after that, I'm going to play Diner Dash. Hope you humanoids have a good week. Thank you for stopping by and listening to the podcast. And until next time, humanoids. Peace. Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.